Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. What the heck was that?
Dude, the caffeine is kicking in and my I'm spiraling.
That's crazy that you just need caffeine to spiral because I just spiral naturally. Every day I wake up and I was like, I'm spiraling. My life is on the downhill way, if you know what I'm saying.
When you wake up in the morning, are you like super fucking like on? Because I am, and I'm like singing in the morning. And no. If I'm like sharing a room with somebody, they're like, shut up, please. I'm like that type.
100% no. I'm like a slow waking person where I wake up and then I like kind of scroll through my phone for like 20 minutes and then I finally get out of bed.
Yeah.
That type of thing. I've always been like that. That's why I have never worked out in the mornings because I need that extra 10, 20 minutes to just chill.
Oh,
I need to wait for that morning coffee to kick in. And then, you know what? So I did a makeup tutorial on my Instagram page. I posted it. It was for a brand. And it was for real. I only take 5-10 minutes to do my makeup now, my everyday makeup, because I literally do not have time. I used to waste an hour doing my makeup every day for work.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have a crush at work. It was just to go to work.
I know. It's wild. I used to commute to work an hour, both ways. And to save time, I literally did my makeup in traffic, in the car. It's so, I'm like, how did I do that shit? I just been like, bloop, 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 bloop. Because I'm like, I can't waste time.
Well, that's better. My commute used to be around 45 minutes. I used to take the bus that I used to take to work in Chicago. No one literally drives in the city. But the bus, it would just always get stuck in traffic. Oh, that's true. You love a little good driving.
I love my car.
You are a very good driver, I won't lie. I am not. But I used to take the bus and that's 45 minutes. But obviously I can't do my makeup on the bus. I feel like that's kind of unsanitary.
No,
what if a brush falls and stuff? Anyways, but on top of that 45 minute commute, I would also spend an hour sometimes doing my makeup.
Dude, wild. Do you remember when we, the fact that we came up with a cute fucking outfits every day for work too? I'm like, who was that person? Who is she and where is she now? Because
I know now I'm
could
tired.
It be me? Couldn't be me.
100%. The pandemic changed my world. I was the pandemic showed me I could just get up and work, go straight from bed to computer, or even take a meeting in bed. I'd be off camera. And I was like, that changed. Dude. After that, I was like, there is no way I could ever be that Natalie back in 2018.
Dude, can I tell you, my sister got a job during COVID and she will never know what life was like before. I'm like, I used to work really hard. I went into the office 3 times a week, which is not that much, but I was like, God damn.
No, I went every day and I lived for summer Fridays. When I was interviewing for a job in my early 20s, if a company was like, we honor summer Fridays, which is on Fridays during the summer, you could get out at 12, could go home. I was like,
oh my God,
this is gold. What a benefit.
I know.
Now look at me.
I know.
Now look at us.
Look at us now.
Okay. Let's catch everyone up on what has happened since last week's episode. First off, can I just talk about New York?
No, I'm just kidding. Yes. Please tell me about New York.
I brought up a question so I could talk about myself because, I had a little Love is Blind reunion with people across the seasons when I was in New York City last week. And I don't really have a lot of tea to say, even though I learned a lot of tea, but it was just really fun. It was it's weird when you watch someone on TV and you interact with them on social media and then finally a year later, you see them in person.
Yeah.
Just to give some context, I went to New York City to film a commercial, and Micah, Zanna, Bartiz, and Izzy were part of that commercial. If you guys don't remember who those people are, Micah was from season 4, Zanna and Bartiz were from season 3, and Izzy, of course, was from season 5. I feel like I was really hard on Micah and Izzy on this podcast when we were recapping their seasons. Like, you know, obviously, Micah had that, like, the mean girl edit type of thing. And, you know, it was, I don't know, obviously it didn't look great on TV. Same thing with Izzy. When Izzy and Stacey went really hard on Johnny, that wasn't a good look. So obviously yeah. we reacted to the edit Netflix gave us. Mm-hmm. But I felt a little bit awkward going in to meet them because I was like, oh, like I know they either have listened or like heard
because you
about like
shit.
What we've said.
Yes.
Well, I was like, I was just reacting to what the edit Netflix and Kinetic yeah. content were giving us pretty much.
Yeah,
and
of course,
you know, I think it would have been disingenuous to like
and
say
I think
otherwise.
That's, yeah. And I think that's like, really important to state is that like when we're recapping, we're literally just like, it's objective. It's what we're seeing as viewers and it's not personal.
But anyways, like it's so crazy because like you meet these people in person. And to be honest, even with Zanab and Bartiz, I had my own like preconceived notions about them because we obviously watched their season. But everyone was so nice. Can I just tell you? It's like really hard when you meet them in person. Everyone is just very, very nice. Like Bartiz obviously like also got more a negative edit, I would say, on mm-hmm. his season. He is extremely nice. We yeah. just were like kind of like, it's weird when we all come together and kind of talk about our experiences and like kind of like share like just like what we all went through. And you just realize like no one that's on reality TV, even if they do like negative or bad things on television, are ever like truly, truly a bad person.
Yeah, of
does
course
that make
not.
Sense?
Of course it does. And that's how I felt when I met Bartiz last year too. Like, wait, what else did you do in New York? I think you mentioned you met up with Raven, right?
Yeah, I also met up with Raven from season 3 separately. She wasn't filming this commercial with us. Okay, I'm just going to confirm for everyone. She is as beautiful as she is on the show and on social media. She is like, I feel like she is my like soul sister type of thing. Like we are very, very similar. What
are
I love
you replacing
about her.
Me?
Yeah, pretty much. You're out. I'm going to start calling you Raven on this episode. I'm just kidding.
Oh, what an honor.
We've been messaging each other for a really long time now. And so it felt like we had already like kind of like built this rapport and we had been friends for a while. So it was so easy. But one thing I really love about her brand is the fact that she does not mention Love is Blind anymore. She's mm-hmm. like kind of gone off to do her own thing, is building her Pilates brand. And I'm
the
like,
opposite of us.
Yeah. Yeah, literally the opposite of us. But I was like, you know what? Like, good for you. Like, hold your own. Cause I do think that what's really interesting about like, I think some people is how reality TV becomes your entire persona. Yeah. And I think she's like a good, like, almost like a role model of like, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Anyway, speaking about cast, the Love is Blind season 6 cast has been released. So all the individual bios are now available. And
dun, dun, dun.
All I will say is the women on this cast are so fucking beautiful.
Like, I agree. This is a really, really pretty, really good looking cast.
Yeah.
And I'm not being biased. I didn't think that of every cast.
I remember for season 5.
I'm at ours.
I remember for season 5, I wrote on the Love is Blind Netflix Instagram page, like when they released like the cast photos, I was like, mm-hmm. this is such a good looking cast. And people are like, girl, don't lie. They're like, do not lie.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
people are mean on the internet.
I was like, well.
People are wild. Oh my gosh. So I am super excited for this season. Who, first of all, there's a trailer too. And dude, the trailer, they always make the trailer so enticing. Like there's so much drama. Like there's so much, like, obviously it's to get people talking and thinking about it. But I remember when our cast photos came out and we were literally, they were, everyone's like, oh, yay, normal looking people.
And I was like, what?
I'm like, yep.
I was like, you know what that means. We are ugly. They're like, thank goodness, people who look like people you would see at the doctor's office. And I was like, I thought, I was like, I look the best I've ever looked like in this trailer.
Literally, I was like, you know, I have worked so hard to get to this position. And this is the best I've looked in my entire effing life. And average. 4 out of 10.
I know. I was like, okay, like, I guess my best is just average.
I know. You know, like, what? I'll take a 4.
I know. I was like, I'll take a 4 too. I was like, I'm typically used to be a 2 anyways.
Wow, we're bad. I know. We're bad at self-sabotaging.
It's so funny because, do you remember before they announced our entire cast, like we started getting into like news articles, like when people would post like all of our bios, we only got like less than a 24-hour notice. We got an email being like, this is launching tomorrow. Like, here you go. And I
feel free to post.
So excited. I remember being like, oh my gosh, my life is about to change. And I bet that's what these people are feeling.
Oh, 100%. I'm sure that I just, like, honestly, obviously it's excitement, but I was a ball of emotions, like a glass case of emotions, because I was so anxious because I knew that some shit was about to go down. Like, I was like, oh my God. But I was so excited because I was like, finally, please just be out there. That way I'm not like sitting in my thoughts and thinking about this shit constantly. Oh my God. But also, speaking of our cast photos, like, can we just talk about
who Facetuned those?
Bitch. I'm sorry. I didn't mean you. I meant the what the fuck? I literally, one eye was like drooping off the side. And I looked at it and I was like, this is the picture I have to post for everyone to know I did the show. Like, it's so bad.
Same. I couldn't get myself to post it. I was like, ooh, like my finger was shaking. I was like, I can't press post. It was, they like photoshopped my hair bigger and like they used the worst photo of me. And I was like, and clearly they Facetuned me. And I was like,
I'm so dead.
You didn't want to reach out for help to Facetune myself. Instead, you made me like 20 times uglier. You know, when you like Facetune your photos, you know exactly what to start Facetuning. Like, I was like, I know I'm going to make my face a little bit smaller, like my lips a little plumpier, whatever. This person did the opposite of everything I would do.
I know. It was wild. Like, why did you fuck with my eye? My eye was fine. Like, what the hell?
Whoever Facetuned our photos made me 20 times uglier. I was like, I could have done a better job. But instead they made my, like, they made my nose bigger. They made my hair bigger. I was like, what happened?
Why are they sabotaging us? Yeah, they're sabotaging us. They're like, let's make them a little uglier so that when the show airs, they'll be like, oh my God, they're so beautiful. No, I'm just kidding. No, but truly though, it's like, why didn't they just get like a side-by-side picture and be like, okay, let's just like, they literally just took my entire eye and drooped it down. And they're like, oh, here's Dopey coming through.
You know, they were doing like 5 seconds on each person. They're like, let's just make little tweaks.
Nope.
Yeah. But
they're like, on a tweak.
100%. It does bring me back. I know a lot of you guys don't know this, but I actually have a journal, like a private journal that I write in, like when big things happen in my life. And I actually went back maybe a few days ago, like for this podcast, to read what I wrote when our cast photos were released. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it made me kind of so sad because I don't really remember how I felt, but like reading like what I wrote during that time is very like, I was like, wow, I was so naive.
Was it therapeutic, at least for you?
It makes me realize like how much I've changed.
Yes.
Like knowing everything I know now, like how naive I was, but how like I knew so little that I was like so excited. I was like, I wrote like things like, my life is about to change. Like, wow, like people are going to know my name. But then I was also really scared because, you know, I thought I was going to be the villain of our season. So I was like, oh my gosh, my life is going to change probably for the worse. But like this, I'm going to try to make this the best like moment in life I can, because when will people, like millions of people, know my name?
Yeah.
I was just like, I hope I leave a really good impression though, but I probably won't. Like, I always like to think the worst so that if something better than the worst happens, you know, like I was like, oh, like it feels great. But I remember just being like, but I'm so excited that like all the anxiousness that I have inside will finally be released. And obviously I don't think that happened. I think if anything, the show made me more anxious, but I remember being like, be like, that small little bit of like attention and excitement felt so good.
See, I was kind of like the opposite. I think I was like such a ball of anxiety because I knew leading up to it, there was a lot of anticipation because I was like, oh my gosh, like for me, I think being embarrassed or like feeling notions of like, oh my gosh, like someone's going to talk negatively about me is really hard for me because I'm like, I am such a people pleaser and I hate being misunderstood. So I was so fucking anxious, but also obviously excited. And I was like, oh God, like, because honestly, Love is Blind broke me as a person, but I needed to be broken so I can rebuild myself. And that's, right. We were so naive back then.
Yeah.
We didn't know shit about this industry. We didn't know anything about how untrustworthy people are and how just like, we're just in this bubble of like, oh my gosh, nothing bad is going to happen to me because I'm a good person and I only expect good to happen. So I was like kind of the opposite of you, where you were like, I'm going to anticipate negative things so that like you can be mildly surprised, you know?
But I was like still excited because I think like, I was like, wow, like, the attention was interesting. The crazy thing is, when I was writing, well, whatever I wrote in my journal, I was not anticipating like hate comments or anything like when the season would eventually come out. I was just like, this is an exciting time, like blah, blah, blah. Like I just thought people would just watch me and that was it. Like I wasn't anticipating, well, I guess I was anticipating hate because again, I thought I was going to be the villain of season two because I said no at the altar and I knew that, you know, again, it was a last minute decision. It might not come off looking well or looking good on TV. But I think I was just so naive of like how consuming being on reality TV can be. I thought it was just like going to be the small part of my life where I'm on a show, but you know, I'd still be working my corporate job and like still live a normal life. And like, it would just, you know, I could just pay attention to like Love is Blind world for like an hour. I didn't realize it would take up my like entire like day, weeks, months. It was exhausting. I was so naive. Anyways, looking at the season six cast list, a few people stood out to me, but I feel like I'm a little bit biased because I know some of the people who are part of like the main cast and obviously
definitely biased.
So I'm like, are they standing out to me because I know that they're going to get a storyline on the show? But anyways, let me just take that bias hat off and I'll take tell you off, who baby. I really loved.
And why is
from
it
this.
I don't
Sunny
know why
is Sunny's cute.
She's cute. One, that's my brother's name, so it stood out. Two, she was a business analyst, or she is a business analyst, and that's what I used to be. So I was like, oh, Sunny.
Yeah, and she's 34. So
34. I know my worth and I want somebody who knows it too. And I was like, yeah, girl.
Wow.
Rooting for
you. DD 2.0. She's gonna choose herself at the altar.
Let's go.
Where it might end up like a Xanab storyline where it's like you choose yourself, but it just kind of doesn't stick with the audience.
Ouch.
Okay. Look, I'm gonna call out people who stood out to me, like not for a good or bad reason. Just like I feel like I don't know everyone part of the main cast. I don't know everyone part of the main cast, but people who I think might be part of it. Okay. Well, one person I don't think that is part of the main cast, but I really hope so, is Jess, the Asian woman on the cast. She's 34. Mm-hmm. She's a PR director. Listen, maybe this is a biased answer. It's because I'm Asian, obviously. But yeah, I would
the
really love
back on.
I would really love another Asian on this show. Truly. Yeah. There has not been one in season three. Oh, well, Xanab, obviously, of course. Yeah. But still, like, just like pop one in there once in a while, you know? But I was like, A, for effort for casting them part of the broader cast. I hope she gets chosen. I mean,
to give people the benefit of the doubt, what if just like Asian people are not applying or they're
good
just
for
not
you, actually. I support that I too. Say, you know what? Like,
Stay clear.
Is it a good thing? But also, it's one of those things. Look, I'm just going to say this for all my Asian women listening, my Asian men listening. When I.
Our Asian saw, besties.
Yeah. When I saw people who looked like me on reality TV, it really impacted me in such a good way of like,
I agree.
We could be part of circles. That's just how I felt watching it. Like, I remember watching Are You the One season one, and there's a woman named Amber who is Korean. Mm-hmm. She found her partner on that show, but she was like the first Asian woman I had seen in a very popular reality TV show. And I was like, wow, like people that look like me are considered like desirable and like pretty and like have the personalities to like really like have, I don't know, like I again, like our personalities are pretty tame, but I was like, can really make a splash on shows that are, you know, that you don't see a lot of Asian people on. So I really hope she does make it for that reason. But that's my reason.
Yeah. And I feel like it's interesting because we've talked about this before. It's like we knew coming into the show, like that we were going to be representing, but I didn't know to what degree until the show came out. And like young Indian women would reach out to me and be like, thank you so much for going on this show because you truly are the first like Indian reality person in this way to like for love to go on a TV show like that. And it was like so inspiring. Like I didn't even realize the impact that we have. So you're right. Yeah. There's like, it's important.
Yeah. Good or negative edit or not, it's just good. Like when I see someone who has like similar features, but that's again, not everyone really relates to that, but that's just me.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Another person who really stood out to me is Jess, who is a single mom. I have a huge feeling she is going to be part of a storyline on the season. She also gives me, I hope not, but like she might be the villain type of vibe.
Really? Okay, let's talk about this because I feel like this is the first time we've had a participant who has a daughter or like a child on the show, like prior to filming or like during filming. Is what I'm trying to say. So this is like new. This is interesting. Like, how do you feel about it?
I'm really excited for it. I think you could tell it's going to be, I feel like she is going to definitely get attention. Cause if you watch the trailer or like the teaser trailer, as they call it, mm-hmm. she's seen saying it, you see her in multiple scenes. I feel like she's kind of like, I feel like that solidifies she is going to get a storyline and it's going to be a big storyline. They obviously used her saying that she has a daughter as kind of that hook that there's a new type of
story
character line on the show. Yeah. Cause like we've never had that before, like a single parent going on the show. But I was actually shocked at the backlash that she got for being a mom. Yeah. People are like, why the hell would you go on a show where you're getting engaged before your kid is like meeting your partner or like the fact that you are going to the altar, you know, within like 6 weeks and like what, like how do you integrate your kid into that?
Yeah. And I don't know. That's bullshit. Honestly,
I had mixed, like I kind of understand the comment, I guess, but I also think that like, it's fair that she's on the show.
No, for me, I don't understand the comment. I think it's like kind of frustrating that people just are so judgmental and they're just right away, like, quick to assume shit. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, I think her daughter is a little bit older. So she's basically done growing up. It's not like the early stages of childhood where like her daughter is like 4 or 5 or like even 6. Like she's a little bit older. So it's not like this stepdad has to do much. Obviously, I agree, like integration is really important. But like, let her do her thing. And like, she's making the best decision for her family. And I think she should be allowed to do that without the judgment of other people when they don't know.
So agree with you. I think it's really hard when I see other parents being so judgmental when they don't know the full story. The daughter might be so excited and supportive of her mom doing this show. Like, you don't know. Like, I went to go check out Jess's profile, her Instagram profile, and her daughter does look older. And I was like, you guys don't know. And also, like, Jess is 29, according to her bio. And it's like, yes, she's a mother too, and she has a kid, but she's also at that age of like I was 29 when I filmed Love is Blind. And it's like, you also need to also like, well, you also need to just like live your life. Like, if this is what she wants to do for whatever reason, like, let her do it.
Yeah. And it's just like us, like, even though we got engaged and like whatever, after you get proposed to, you go back home and you try to integrate and figure out if it's right. If it's not right, then say no at the altar. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's, it's not like married at first sight, you know, where you're like literally getting married at first sight. Wow, clever name.
Me too. It's like, look, I think we can all acknowledge this. We are now at the stage where people do the show for a multitude of reasons. It's not for marriage anymore. Let's be fucking for real.
Damn.
If you look, this is not a sentiment only shared by me, but it's probably everyone from the former seasons. The show has lost its pure and luster of like, this is a marriage show. No, the reality is this is a reality TV show. People are now using it for different platforms. Look, she might be using it to like not even get married, but like to find someone to date or for other reasons. But like, let's be for real, guys. Like, it is what it is. So I don't understand the backlash. I don't think she deserves it. Not at this stage. Like, I don't think she deserves the backlash for being a single mom doing the show. But look, I don't have a kid. So I'm saying it from the perspective of like someone just looking in without a kid. So maybe I'm missing something, but that's our perspective. Like, don't hate on people when you don't know their stories or how they got on the show and why they're on the show. Like,
Which actually it does make for enticing conversation. I do have to say, because this is the first time that we've seen it. So I think people are going to be like intrigued, and also it's going to open up their minds to kind of see life a little bit differently when it comes to the show and like its interpersonal relationships of like adding a kid into the mix. Like, that's going to really be a game changer in how she like really looks for perspective, like not perspectives. What are those people called? Prospects.
I was like, huh? I lost you there for a second.
Yeah,
prospects. I just said, just for the little like, okay, I kind of hear what you're saying, but we'll see.
No, I mean, like, she's going to see the prospects differently. It's not just going to be so, I mean, not that the show's casual, but as seasons go on, it's becoming a little bit more casual. I feel like she's going to be very much like, she's going to be careful about who she picks.
But can I tell you why I think she might get like a negative, more villainous edit?
Yes, please tell me, because I want to hear your mindset on this.
The reason why I think Jess might be the villain is because she has gotten a lot of screen time on that trailer. And I feel like that was very similar to Shayna, where it's a way to kind of like confuse the viewer of who they should be rooting for. But I really do hope she gets like a beautiful like love story or storyline, especially having her daughter involved. But I think it could go to either way. I don't know. I just have this weird feeling about it. So that's what I'll just say about Jess. We can move on from Jess though.
Yeah, but really quickly though, I do think for some reason I'm going to go the opposing I'm going to go the opposing way of you, because I feel like because she has a child that maybe people are going to be like, "Oh my gosh, I feel so sorry that her like her pool of prospects are like more limited." I don't know. I feel like it's going to be more tough for her, so we'll see. But also, somebody else who stood out to me, Trevor, like that's a big boy. In this, I like those muscles are huge. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Not that that's why, but I, when I read his tagline, Natalie, it made me think of you. His tagline was, "My best quality is my financial intelligence." And I was like, oh, damn.
Oh,
I love that.
Trevor. Something else about Trevor is he said in his bio that he has a major soft spot for kids as he worked as a caretaker for children with disabilities directly out of college.
Oh my God. I know, I love him. I think he's my fave so far.
Really?
I mean, I have no idea. I'm just
you
like,
think he'll get a main storyline?
Yes.
He was very prominently featured on the trailer too. So I was like, maybe.
But you know, again, what? That doesn't make
you any... never know.
You never know, because like when our trailer came out, I was barely in it. And people are like, are you
same here
in the show? So
same here. Yes. It was like tricky. It showed Shayna making it all the way to the altar. They used my dress and then I was kicked off somewhere in the middle. And I was like, look what happens. I got tricked too. I watched it. I was like, am I? Do yeah. I even make it to the end?
Exactly. I'm like, who did this? I know at moments I was like, I would send it to my family and they're like, oh, are you on this?
No, literally same. I was like, I'm not going to get a storyline on here, mom and dad. And they're like, good, thank goodness. And then here we are.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Another guy that I'm very interested to see how it turns out for him is Jeremy, spelled like the Southern way of Jeremy, where they take a normal name and toss some new letters in it. You know what I'm saying? It's spelled J-E-R-A-M-E-Y. And I was like, that A and
Jeremy
E is very unique. But very, I feel like very Southern. I dated someone and his name was Caleb and it was spelled like K-A-L-E-Y-B.
With a K? Not with a C? Yeah.
Sorry. Why did I just spell that wrong? I was thinking
Caleb. Makes sense. I mean, I've seen some Calebs with a K.
It was C-A-L-E-Y-B.
Wow. Why?
Yeah. And why? I asked him why.
Yeah.
And then also his mom's name was like Lysandra. I don't want to say the full name because then you could look him up. But it was a very like white Southern type of thing. They're like, they love taking. He said this as a man who grew up in the South. He goes, we love taking names and putting a little hyphen, changing out some letters. And here you go.
You know what? To each their own, baby. Do you?
And you gotta anyway,
get creative
so,
with names these days.
Jeremy is definitely from Charlotte. Let me say that the entire cast is pretty much. But he's the one who says in the trailer, he asks a girl, how many Instagram followers do you have?
Oh, Jeremy. Dude, I like his tagline with the whole energy. Because you know me, I fucking love like talking about energy and like
what's his tagline?
Things. It's something about, I'm looking for someone who can match my energy. Which, I like that. But you know what's funny?
He could match with you if he cares about Instagram followers. You could be like, I have 1 mil. And he'll probably be like, marry me.
You're so dumb.
Jeremy and Deep G.
Jeremy.
And you could add maybe another like Y to your name just for the hell of it.
If we have kids, we'll name them something crazy with the hyphen.
It could be like Kayla, where it's like K-Y hyphen L-A, but you change it to like an E-A at the end just because. Kayla.
Imagine. No, I was going to say it's interesting. I'm interested to see how this season goes because it's like, I feel like it's North Carolina. So it's like Southern hospitality. Everyone's like very polite. They're saying like, bless your heart as an insult. Like, it's so tame. So I'm like intrigued.
I used to date a man who is Southern to the core. Like I just said, his name was Caleb. It's...
Yes.
Caleb. Let me tell you, because I did... Don't be shocked, but I did live in Atlanta. And you go outside of Atlanta, Georgia is south as it can be. Mm-hmm. But anyways, one thing about Southern people that I've learned is they are so nice and proper and then get some alcohol involved and they are the wildest people you will ever meet. They are wild. The South is wild. And they are not afraid if you push them hard enough to like say some shit. And I feel like this season's going to actually be really messy. I feel
like that.
The thing about the South is it's not like, it's a different type of like fighting over a guy or fighting over a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like witty little quippy little people.
Yeah. Actually, you're kind of right, because I just remembered I love Southern Charm on Bravo. And obviously they're from Charleston.
Messy.
And they are messy. Yeah. Ooh. They just do it in a classy way, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah. It's well, yeah, I'm intrigued to see how. I also am very intrigued for family dynamics on this season.
Family
dynamics, baby. Well, family.
Going back to Jeremy, do you think that, okay, with Jeremy, do you think that with his Instagram followers comment, like the show is going to make it a storyline? Like finally acknowledge that people do the show because they want social media, followers, fame, that type of thing. Well, they never have done that in the past.
Yeah, no, you're right. I feel like obviously there's so many people that are on it for fame. Even with our own season, season two had a lot of it. But you're right in the sense of the show, like storytelling it or kind of showcasing it. But I feel like it really started with Andrew with the whole eye drop situation. Because
season Netflix, three.
Or Kinetic did him dirty with that one. They're like, let me just... So, you know, I think they're like outing people a little bit. They know who's there for the wrong reasons.
I think that they know, but I feel like they never made it a storyline. Like, I think about our season and how there was one couple who definitely faked it till they made it type of thing. Well, actually, they didn't make it, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, they kind of like, it was very... Everyone knew, like, it was kind of like not real. Like...
Mm-hmm.
And they obviously did it for screen time, and like they would talk about like Instagram followers and things like that. So, but it was never a storyline on the show.
Yeah.
Like I think the audience knew like this is like very cloudy, but it never was like a thing. But I wonder if they will acknowledge like this guy cares about like Instagram followers. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like they won't do that unless it's like a really interesting and juicy thing. But in the purposes for this trailer, and was it Jeremy who said this?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he may have a big part in it, but I feel like it was put in the trailer just to get people like going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously, but like it's going to be, you know how they do that? They just add little flavors of like dumb shit. Like, did this person really fucking say this? Like, who knows? It could be out of context, but yeah, good old Jeremy's not doing well with that comment.
No. The other person that really stood out to me, well, I guess like two more for me, is I really liked Danielle. She's 30 in corporate comms. She was in the Army Reserves, which...
Oh, that's dope.
So I think I like that it shows like she's, I feel like, kind of like a really powerful woman type of thing. And yeah. She, you know, like, I don't know anything about the Army Reserves, but I'm sure it's like really hard to like get in and be in it. So
yeah,
I think that's really cool.
Another person I think that I found intriguing was Chelsea. Was Chelsea the one who said that she was married before?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I liked her too.
Right? Yeah.
I think that she will also get a storyline. Is that what you're about to say?
I was going to say that because I also like the fact that she talks about her soul. I'm like, yeah, girl, you're my type of girl.
Why did I just know? I just knew.
I was like, oh.
The moment someone, if Deep D and I are together and someone talks about manifestation, soul stuff, Deep D is yours. Deep D is like, I really relate to her.
Yeah.
I mean, she seems really nice. Who else did we have that like married before storyline with? Was it Johnny?
Johnny, yeah.
From season 5, who we interviewed on this podcast. Okay, interesting. I wonder, the thing about like Johnny's, like that storyline of her being married before, I feel like it didn't really go anywhere. Like it didn't impact her relationship with Chris or Izzy, I don't think. So I wonder, like with Chelsea, if it will become a storyline, the fact that they prominently like highlighted that in this trailer.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. You know, I do have to say, with even the last two seasons that we recapped, until I'm like in episode 3 or 4, I don't get like super attached to the characters. And again, emphasis on characters and not the person, obviously. But I don't like get invested. Like, so as of right now, when I was like looking through, I was like, yeah, cool. Like they seem cool, whatever. But I truly won't know. And I know my opinion will change until I'm going to call it episode four. I think episode four is when I'll start to really be like, oh, I love this person.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
I think it will take me till like they, whatever episode where they start living together. Because I think about like I'm thinking about like the previous seasons. Like think about Raven. Remember people like didn't like her in the beginning because she was doing jumping jacks in the pods with Bartice? Yeah. And it wasn't until she turned him down. Yeah. And then you start seeing those sweet moments with SK, who shall not be named, but I just named him. You're like, wow, I really love this girl. And then you go to After the Altar and you're like, I really love Raven. So I don't know. It for me, I just know that it switches so hard. Like I even think about like Stacy from season 5. I really liked her in the pods. I was like, she is mature. She is like a girl's girl. And then it, you know, changed a little bit for me and for all viewers.
That's Can I the tell thing you what about I was it. I was Go gonna ahead. Say that's the thing. That's the thing about it though, is like you have these like first impressions of people, but then when they really start to talk and like depending on their behavior, your entire mindset changes. So
yeah. We don't okay, get but attached. watching the trailer. Mm-hmm. I thought about when our trailer was officially shown. I know we talked about this a little bit, but like, I think what really caused me anxiety is not when the cast photos were released, but when the trailer came out like a week later for us or something like that. I don't remember the timeline, but holy shit. That's when I was like, oh, like shit's about to go down. Like even the things that Shake said to you, which made the trailer, where he talks about like, I don't have that animalistic attraction towards her or something like that. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
It's like we obviously we all filmed together kind of, but we had no idea what each other's storylines looked like beyond just That's talking to each other and what we thought. But that caused me anxiety. I was like, whoa, this is real. Like there is footage that's going to be out there versus just my photo.
Yeah. And what's crazy about it is also like you nailed it is even though like we chatted a little bit about what might happen and like, you know, like kind of like what your storyline was or what you think it was for like watching it for the first time, you're seeing every single person's storyline play out, not just your own. And like you hear about what other people say about you and like not just your like significant other, it's like other people in the cast too. And you're like, holy shit, it's about to be a bloodbath. Like here we I go know. Yeah
no I remember seeing the trailer and it was I forgot, it was something Shayna had said, it was one of the trailers, maybe it was like the deeper one, but there was like a scene with her and I was
me chills thinking about that. Yeah,
I was
that,
like ooh. Wait, I was like, she lied to my ass about what happened on the beach. It's very crazy. I wish we could tell you guys. Well, I probably could. I feel like what we were feeling when these trailers, I know, I was like, when our trailers came out, like, dude, I was, oh God, if you guys knew, like, obviously we didn't share this on social media, but you could even ask Deep D, I was fucking crying my eyes out. Do you remember? Like when the first sets of episodes came out, I was like, fucking Shane and Shayna are so dead to me right now. I was like, fuck them. But I was like bawling about it. It was so bad.
That was a hard time for you because you were betrayed.
Obviously, it's done and over with. I don't have like hard feelings about it anymore, but I remember it's tough because you bury what happened and then you relive everything and you learn things that you never knew. But the worst, really, I think what starts that anxiety for me are the trailers that come out. Like not only of like before the show comes out, but you know, like those mid-season trailers where something like is a trailer to like what's happening next and you're just like, ooh, my emotions get like, I was getting riled up. I like, you could not stop me. I was like Natalie 5.0.
You know what's like, crazy? Crazy. Also about those moments too, is that like, I remember when like we would get videos to post, and it was like our own videos and stuff. And it was crazy because like internally you're feeling so much anxiety about it and you haven't really even watched it yet. And like, you're like, holy fuck, like what did this person say? But then at the other end of it, you're like, I'm excited to share it though. Like, this is what happened. It's such like a mixed bag of emotions, you know? And yeah, that's like, oh my God. Oh, I do not wish to feel like that again. And that's exactly why I'll never probably do another dating show.
I know.
Because I'm just like, so it's so scary. It's a very scary time. So
it's weird. So it's very anxiety inducing and scary. And I can only imagine what this cast is feeling. Guys, I really wish I could like share with you like how it feels when like these cast photos come out, but also like the trailers. Like, I know people just watch it and they're like, "Huh, like whatever." But I think for the cast itself, like if they felt anything like we all did for season two, it is like your heart is pumping. You're like, "Oh my God, like my life is about to just like flip."
Yeah, and you can't sleep,
crazy?
You can't eat. Like literally
100%. I was like the skinniest.
Oh.
People, you know, when we filmed the reunion, when that episode dropped, people are like, "Natalie dieted her way down." And I was like, "No, bitch, it's called anxiety." I was like, I can't eat.
Exactly. Anxiety diet is something different.
I was like, you think that I could eat my fucking mashed potatoes just knowing someone's watching me on TV and criticizing the hell out of me and making a TikTok about it? I was like, hell no.
Yeah. But you
like,
know
I'd be eating and stop midway and I'd be like, huh?
No one is more critical watching the show than me. Myself. I am my biggest critic. Like watching it gave me secondhand embarrassment. I was like, you know when you listen to your voicemail and you're like, oh my God, that's cringe. It's like 20 times more cringe watching yourself on TV. You're like,
no.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm like, why did my face look like that? Why didn't I put more lipstick? Why didn't I overline my lips? They look like little like pencil sticks around my teeth. And then I was like, additionally, I was like, why do I slouch like Queen Elizabeth?
Oh my God, people coming
she's
for my makeup was hard.
Old. Oh, you were telling me. You're like, do I look gray? And I was like, I think it's a filter.
First of all, I from Mexico to going back home, I got darker and I didn't bring the right shade of makeup with me. And
we couldn't just walk into Sephora. We had to wait for that 3 to 5 business day shipping.
And then if I go anywhere, they're going to fucking COVID test me. So you know what? You get what you get. And that's gray skin. Like, here we go.
Good luck to that season 6. It's rough. But you know what? This cast is really actually very, very good looking. So I feel like they'll probably have no problem. You know, it is what it is. That's why when people say, I want to see regular people on Love is Blind. No, I don't anymore. Because you got us and you just chewed us really hard and spit us out.
Yeah, nothing makes you more strong than just reading the nastiest shit about you. But also, yeah. if any of the cast is listening, like, please just like ignore all of that shit. Like, obviously everyone's gonna have something to say. The internet is a wild, cruel place, but you continue shining and doing you, boo.
I can't even imagine what the season 6 cast is feeling. It's gonna be wild. It's gonna be wild. 100%.
Yeah. I am super excited for this new season, and it comes out on Love Day, February 14th. But if you guys have any favorites, let us know on our Instagram page at Out of the Pods.
Or if you think someone's going to be the villain, also let us know. But feel free to leave a review and subscribe because we love those. See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.